Oh, you just laid on the floor in the room?
No, in the hallway.
Oh. Yeah, it was a lot of effort.
Good time. Like good time. Loads of fun.
That's why I didn't go back.
Good time.
That's why I wasn't at the gym last week. It was still trying to
still recovering.
Man, that was bad.
Yeah, when you, at our age, if you go 3 solid days, well, first of all, I couldn't make it through 3, and then it would take me
it was
a
my
solid
limit.
Month to recover.
I couldn't have done another day. 3 was it. I was like, I can't do
that. I did 5 in Cancun.
Yeah, but you could probably go more than that, couldn't you?
I could have.
Air conditioned. Your liver don't hate you like mine hates me right now.
Yeah. Well, somebody welcome everybody in because I have been rolling.
Oh,
hey, everybody!
We back. Welcome to the temple. Our faithful Templar followers, we all have missed you. We're glad we're back. Lots to cover today. It's going to be rocket speed. Of course, we will be covering a lot of football. We'll probably hit a little NFL, but we're mostly going to concentrate on Hogs, of course, and college. Lots of news. Lots going on, lots happened, but as usual, Jay Kelly gonna bring us in with some fun facts. I bet I didn't even ask him. I bet he's got some.
Oh, I'm ready, man.
Hit me with some facts, Jay.
All right, man. Well, we'll start out with the five. Or actually, there's kind of it's like 5.5 fun facts.
Ooh,
for the
like
day because
half.
One kind of goes off the other one. I'll start with that one right now. Now, I find this one hard to believe, but you know, of course, if you find it on the internet, it must be true.
It is.
7% of American adults think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
That's a lie. There can't be 7% of people that stupid. I refuse to believe.
There's lots of crazy folks
7%.
Out there, bro.
And 7%,
you know, when you're thinking about billions of people.
That's because I'm not a, I'm no genius. I'm no rock scientist, but everybody knows chocolate milk comes from regular cows and they just put chocolate in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, 7% of the people don't know.
I want to know
that.
Since we're talking about percentages of dumb people, I want to know what percentage of Americans think are flat earthers.
Kyrie Irving.
We'll cover that next time. I want you to look that up, Jay. I want to know that.
Okay,
we're
really
going to get that.
That'll really tell us.
We're going to get that straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Or the cows. Hey, and on the topic of cows, did you know they can only walk upstairs? They cannot walk downstairs.
I actually did not know that.
Didn't either. It didn't even occur to me to think about that.
I wouldn't know why a cow would go upstairs.
Upstairs. You'd think they would just avoid stairs.
This is true.
How would stay off the stairs?
But,
yes.
It's good to know. It's good to know if you get one run up there, you ain't getting it back down.
You done.
It's
jacked
not
up now. Better cut your stakes at the top of the stairway.
That's right. All right, you got an elevator in your slaughterhouse, maybe.
Right.
Maybe a freight elevator. Okay. Can anybody tell me why bananas are curved?
Because as they grow, the tip grows toward the sun.
That's correct.
Wow. That's good. I was going to say, I have no idea.
Yeah, thank you.
That is correct.
That's very good, Danny.
They grow toward the sun.
Plant life, baby.
Plant life.
Yeah.
My botany class coming in action.
Paid off finally. Yeah.
I knew I'd need it.
Yeah. The oldest living animal is reportedly, now I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this name.
Tortoise.
It's a giant tortoise.
I knew it.
Named Jonathan.
205.
190 years old.
Wow. That was
by 10. Yes, I didn't know the tortoise was the oldest living animals on the planet.
And the kind of giant tortoise that it is, I'm not even going to pronounce this word. It starts with an S and it's about that long.
But who wants to, I mean, really, who wants to be alive that long?
Maybe the tortoise. Maybe
I'm fearing living past 70, to be honest.
You know, he might have been going around for years saying, would somebody eat me and put me
somebody
out of my
please
misery?
Make some turtle soup.
I remember this, I've been doing this 170 years. Somebody
turtle
in there.
Soup. Okay. Did you know that more people are killed by vending machines than sharks?
I will still take my chance with the vending machine, though.
90% of shark attacks are on males.
Ooh.
Sexist sharks.
Sharks are a bunch of
dickheads
in.
They need
or
to
maybe
spread
women
that
are just smart enough to stay out of damn water where the sharks are.
I'm going to say that's probably it.
And our last fun fact for the day. There is a town in Norway. And the name of the town is called Hell.
Is it Hell or Hill?
Hell.
Hell.
H-E double hockey sticks.
And it never gets very warm there. The temperature rarely dips below zero, but it's, you know. So, yeah.
I guess it could actually be a snowball in hell.
So, Dante was right.
Yes. So, when you, Dante, you know, now you can tell somebody to go to hell, and they'll be like, well, don't be telling me. I'm just telling them to go to Norway, man.
That's all. Just to Norway. Take a trip. Just vacation, Norway, bro.
And those are your five.
Those are good ones. I like that one
because
I actually knew some of the answers.
For Dante said, you know, he had the nine circles of hell in the...
The Inferno.
The worst.
Yeah, I know, nine circles of hell.
The worst one was, like, was being froze.
Being froze?
Yeah. That was what I...
Oh, yeah, I forgot Najee hurt, too.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay. Todd?
He wants to talk about...
We'll get to that later. Todd?
College football.
Kick, what are we going to talk about today? What are we talking about?
Start us off, Todd.
Well, of course... It's going to be the Hogs.
It is the Temple of the Hog. So
it is the Temple of the Hog. So the Hogs take precedent. Once again, I'm very excited about getting a win. Even though at times.
Take the W.
We did not look great. Other people, I have heard other analysts say that Arkansas dominated. I never did feel like we dominated. Yeah. That's because I'm always nervous that we're going to screw it up.
I think we did what we wanted to. And then, you know, in the third, fourth quarter, we just kind of got lackadaisical. I think it was, I don't know, it's just almost like we just, we kind of knew we had it in the bag, so we didn't feel like going hard at
like
them anymore.
Last week,
I was a little disappointed in that.
I thought in the first half, we dominated. And in the second half, we kind of had to hold them off both weeks. So I don't know if that makes me a little leery that, you know, we're not going to be able to hold people in the second half. As the season goes on and everybody gets tired. And Catalan's out for the deadgum year again.
I'm starting to think it's really not that big a loss. I mean, who's that kid that stepped in with his name? McGothrin? Does he take Catalan's place?
I don't know. But the thing is,
I think he's a quarterback.
The only silver lining to that is that they're used to not having him.
Yeah. Yep. He's never there. I mean, he's an All-American.
So
but
it's
he
not
never
like,
plays.
You know, they're used to it. So.
And I think we'll be all right. I worry about us until we get there. And we got another game before we get A&M. Isn't that right?
Missouri State.
And then A&M. So we got Bobby time Petrino. To kind of develop these guys. But they played better, the D-backs, I think. Our secondary looked better. But again, Rattler ain't no Heisman hopeful like they predicted 2 years ago.
He threw for a lot of yards on us.
Well, I mean, we still trying to get it together, so...
I think they had, what was that one wide receiver? He had 185 yards, and, yeah, he kind of torched us. But that was all. I mean, we won by.
That would be Antoine 14. Wells Jr. He had 8 catches for 189 yards.
On 8 catches.
One touchdown. He had a long reception. His longest reception was 64 yards. And on that, just, you know, we're talking about the secondary. We gave up passes of 64, 43 and 38 yards for a grand total of 376 yards passing is what Spencer Rattler had
on
us.
A good quarterback is going to hurt us.
Yep.
And I have not been impressed with A&M the last 2 weeks. I'm not saying they can't pull it around, but so far,
yeah.
Well, they don't scare me as much as Bryce Young. Bryce Young scares me. Duke can play.
Oh, he should scare anybody.
They played a tight game Saturday.
Yeah. They did. But As you watched the end of the game, it was like somebody said, Sam, my son said, it was like they had 2.5 minutes to go. It looked just like they knew. Yeah, we got this. We're going to win.
Yeah,
I'm going to march
like,
stuff, and we're going
to
win
three
the game.
Times. It was almost like they were trying to run it out.
And then Bryce Young makes a play that wins the game. So, yep. You know, I mean, that's what Heisman Trophy winners do.
He plays not great.
Well, technically, he did make a great play, but, I mean – let's not take field goal kickers for granted, as we learned this weekend. That's a very vital position.
Sure enough.
Especially, it showed more in the pro game than it did college. But, I mean, kids still made the kick. Still got to make the kicks, no matter how easy they look. But, yeah, it was a great weekend for sports. I mean, outside of our secondary, I think we look pretty solid. Our running backs look great. Rock Sanders, DeBinion, they look amazing. And we ain't got... DJ back yet, so when he comes back, we'll have triple threat, I think. And whole line, they're not terrible. Defensive front, And linebackers, Drew Sanders is a freaking beast. He may end up being the next Grant Morgan. I didn't even know his name until I watched the game Saturday. That was a dude can play.
Well, you know, coming from Alabama, you know, they have so many five stars, and
is he a starter there?
Yeah, he started and got hurt, and then he didn't.
Oh, and they lost a starting job.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and talking about, you know, kind of piggybacking off of what Danny said about our defensive front, you know, I mentioned South Carolina had 376-yard passing. They only had 40 yards rushing.
Dude, I'm telling you, our front seven pretty solid. I'm impressed. I was worried about them, but
they're good.
I think our run, our defensive run game is pretty good.
Hey, man, that transfer portal is working out great for Arkansas.
I wish we might have to pick up. Can you pick up a transfer in the middle of the season like pros do? I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
We might want to pick up a D-back from somewhere.
Yeah.
Make it Fucha back from,
you know,
LSU.
KJ, you know, he had a pretty, you know.
What was his stats?
18 of 21 for 162, one touchdown, and he had 19 carries for 67 yards and a touchdown.
Good Lord.
He was our second leading rusher behind Raheem Rocket Sanders, who had 156 yards.
That's impressive.
And two touchdowns.
So he only had 162 yards, but he was 18 for 21.
Yeah, see, that
meaning
says
he's
you right
hitting
there.
A bunch of short passes.
Yes.
Hitting a bunch of short passes.
We're not
passes.
Stretching the field, which is.
Well, it's fine.
It's okay because it's working, but.
Because at the final score, we beat them 44 to 30, so we scored 44 points.
I don't know.
I think we gave that last touchdown away, though. I think it was just kind of him. Offense comes out there, runs a three and out, you know, three up the middle.
I think that's what we're going to see from our defense periodically this year, because we're going to run across too many good. We will give up a big play or two during the game. We have the capability now to make big plays in a game to keep up with teams.
I mean, we keep talking, you know, that's our weak spot. Hell, I mean, hell, McGoffin's, you know, two games, two interceptions. So, he's getting one for game. That's not a bad stat to have. But we are. I think our only weakness defensively has been the deep ball so far. They're getting big chunk plays, like Dave was talking earlier about the big passes they completed on us. But I'm counting on what's the name? Defensive coordinator.
Barry Odom.
I think Barry's going to come up with some plans. I never liked that three-man front he ran a lot of, because I think you have to put pressure on good quarterbacks. I mean, Tom Brady be a prime example. I mean, you sit here, give him all day. He's going to do whatever he wants. And as we play better quarterbacks, that's going to be the case, I think. So you have to bring the heat. And I think we kind of have done that the first two games, but we'll see how it goes as we move along.
How much did Arkansas blitz Saturday?
Probably not a stat.
No, I don't have
I mean, is it
those numbers.
Well, with Sanders' stats that he ended up with like three sacks, two forced fumbles, yeah, 11 national defensive player of the week.
What's Sanders' stats? He'd get Drew Sanders.
11 total tackles. 8 were solo. 2 sacks. 3 tackles for a loss.
2 sacks. 3 for a loss.
Then he had 2 forced fumbles, too.
I don't know. They.
I think I heard Trey Biddy say that on his podcast.
Well, South Carolina, they fumbled 5 times and lost 2 of them.
Jeez.
So,
what's that?
I don't even remember what we're talking about.
You were talking about blitzing.
Oh, yeah, blitzing. Yeah. See, well, I was saying with
mine like steel trap.
And not the reindeer.
With
hey, Google,
the stat Sanders had.
What percentage did Arkansas?
I think they were putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback with him, were they not? I mean, they can kind of cut him loose.
And here's what's great. Our leading receiver, as far as yards go, was Matt Landers. 4 catches for 45 yards.
Well, he could have had 5 for about 90 on that one.
Hazelwood led in catches. He had 5 catches for 30 yards. Warren Thompson had our only receiving touchdown. But just because we ran the ball so well. I mean, when you're running the ball well.
I think you do what works. You come up with a game plan and you see what works. And, I mean, our first series, did we even throw the ball twice? I mean.
I mean,
it was impressive.
Sanders had had two touchdowns. KJ had one rushing touchdown. AJ Green had a rushing touchdown, and Binion had a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, five rushing touchdowns. I think it said it's the first time Arkansas has done that since 2012.
Five rushing touchdowns by four different people.
That's a nice little stat right there.
Yes, I like that.
Yep. So, I thought, of course, we all picked us to win. Did I think we were going to score 44? Probably not. But, we're looking good. I'm going to tell you something else. You were talking earlier about, Alabama. You look at Alabama, came right down to the wire and beat Texas by one. Look at A&M getting beat by Appalachian State. Fellas, we might be catching some teams at the right time to where we could –
we had the potential.
The preseason rankings just can't – we're number 10. Okay, we're going to win next week. If we can find a way to beat A&M and go in to Alabama undefeated.
4-0.
Brother.
That's game day.
Look out.
That's game day. Yeah, we 4-0 going into Alabama. Game day, we'll be there.
Look out.
That will be game day.
Here's what I think. This is my personal opinion. We are not athletically the best team week in, week out. Now, we have been, I think, these first two games. I think our athletes are better athletes than what we've seen so far. When we get into Georgia, we're talking about Alabama, maybe Tennessee, they're pretty good. But you take all that, this is like A&M and App State this weekend. We have that heart, that desire, that wanting to play. We don't have $1 million NIL. Well, we may have a couple $1 million NILs. I don't even know, to be honest with you, but our kids want to play for our coach. And that will get you over the hump sometimes. Sometimes hustle, as they say, heart or hustle outbeats talent almost every time. And a lot of people think that's crap. But, if you're athletically talented and you ain't got the heart, you're going to get beat every time, I'm telling you.
Sam Pittman made national news when he was talking about, he's going to have a cold beer. McAfee is brand new on College Game Day, and he mentioned that several times about drinking the cold beer.
I missed the game.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good marketing for the University of Arkansas.
We got some good propaganda for that.
And I thought it was really cool that, I don't know if y'all know who Dan Orlovsky is, but he's one of the analysts,
commentators.
He's on NFL Countdown, and he's on Get Up a few days a week in the morning with Mike Greenberg, ESPN, and he called the game. He was one of the, the announcers that called the game Saturday for ESPN, and he was in the booth, and he was giving us all kinds of love, man. He was like, he said, everybody's been wondering who's the second best team in the SEC, because you got Alabama, you got Georgia, the third best, because you got Alabama, you got Georgia, which Georgia jumped Alabama in the rankings, now they're number one, but who's the third best team in the SEC? And he goes, I think it's Arkansas.
Really?
That's wild.
He said, I really do.
So he put us third under Alabama and Georgia?
Yeah, he said that he really likes Sam Pittman. He said he really likes what we do. To what Danny was saying a minute ago, how the players, they play for this coach. They want to play for him. And they have their scheme. They've got their game plan and what they're going to do. He said, look out. He said, watch out for this team.
I think the why people love Pittman so much is he's so down to earth and honest. What other coach can say, I don't need a cold beer? That's what half of them do anyway.
We should have made t-shirts.
He's just down to earth.
They may be in production.
We should have made a red shirt with white lettering, and all it says across is some good old cold beer.
Trademark
a million of them.
Temple of the Hog trademarks that, so nobody can use that.
nobody get any ideas. Yeah.
Somebody, I don't steal my idea. And if you do, I want in on some of the profits.
I can promise you, you're going to see them. We may not be the first in production, but they'll be out there.
Yeah, you can probably go over to State. Hey, they have one right now.
But, yes, it also, mentioned we're in the top 10, but it also helped that two teams that were in the top 10 lost, which was – A&M and Notre Dame got beat by Marshall.
I know.
I hate it. There's no Sun Belt team.
I love the Sun Belt.
I like that new coach at Notre Dame. I really like it. They did a special on him. I like his background.
Well, he's 0-3. He's 0-3.
But he's 0-3. But, I just hate it for him.
Is it three or is it two?
Well, no, he is 0-3 because he coached them in the bowl game that they lost to Oklahoma State last year.
Okay, I thought. All right,
yeah, he coached that game and then become head coach, and that's what everybody else was saying. Was like, oh, he's 0-3 as a head coach. Hey, no other coach has started 0-2 ever.
Here's something else. This is a team that's coming up on our schedule. Did you see BYU beat Baylor?
Yes, I did. I watched that game.
Scares me almost more than anything else.
Baylor was also ranked, so that's three teams in the top 10 that
Baylor
got beat.
Baylor was top 10, and they were barely nine. Top 25. They were 20, weren't they?
Yeah, they're for
21.
They're for real.
But they moved up, didn't they, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah, because they beat Baylor. It was number 9.
Now, keep in mind, another top 10 team that doesn't belong there is Clemson. Aren't they still top 10?
They're on number 5, I think.
They have no business being there. They're not that good.
Well, they're not going to get moved until
they
get beat.
Played Furman. I mean, they're number 6. They won 35-12. I mean,
they're just not good. Have you watched them play?
No, they're not good. They played
ukulele, that for all the press he got now, he was supposed to be the next coming. He's not that great.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Tennessee won. They beat Pittsburgh. Another SEC.
Did you get to see that game?
That was a good ball game. That was back and forth.
Was fantastic. And Josh Heupel got emotional when they were talking to him after the game. I don't like Tennessee, but it made me kind of like Josh Heupel.
It's just another team I love to hate because they play. You got to play Rocky Top when they walk out. Play Rocky Top. Somebody goes to the bathroom. Play Rocky. I can see it. I don't hear any more Rocky Top. Sick of it. Just like OU, you got to play Boomer Sooner every time you get up.
They're
going to
shove it down your throat, whether you like it or not.
They do. That's a fact. That's probably why I don't like them. I used to like Rocky Top.
Do we want to mention two in-state teams that had?
Oh, they showed up. Absolutely. They got their money, and I'm proud of them.
Ohio State beat Arkansas State 45-12.
Covered the spread. It was 44 and a half.
Ole Miss beat UCA 59-3.
Yeah, that one was.
UCA's not really that
28-0 before halftime.
Yeah, Missouri State put it on pretty good, too. I mean, I watched a little bit of that game. They just don't look great.
Yeah.
Good for them. Get the money. Go home.
Nathan Brown.
They got a paycheck.
Have to pick it up.
They got a paycheck for that. It's not like it was a conference game or
Plus
something.
Plus, keep in mind, though, App State got that big paycheck, too, and the W. So,
sure enough, did.
That's
so
a
did,
win-win.
So did Marshall.
I think A&M's a little overrated. Not to mention, you got a grown man that's your coach named Jimbo.
He looks like he's 12. He's about 5 foot tall.
That's like what you name your hunting dog. That's not what your head coach should be named.
I disagree.
I think they're a little bit. I think A&M's a little bit overrated. I think of course.
I don't disagree with that.
Of course, you know we're gonna. You know we got was it Missouri State next week. That'll be we should handle them pretty well.
And Bobby Petrino's going to come back to Fayetteville and steal a victory. One.
He's going
to
pull a Connor Story when Connor Story was Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't if that happens, dude. Bro, I don't even know what to say.
Has that not even crossed your mind?
You know, if that happens, you know what Bobby Petrino's going to do? He's going to run into the locker room, and he's going to drive out of the tunnel on a motorcycle with a hot blonde on the back with a neck brace on, flipping the double bird as he does a circle around the stadium on his way out.
Boy, that would just be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it? If they did beat Arkansas and he really did do that.
Todd, don't put the hex on us now. Don't put the hex on us.
Like, wow, we were so excited after last week. Now look what happened. Wouldn't be the first time the Hogs have disappointed us.
Oh,
I don't foresee it happening.
Todd, don't.
No, I don't. I don't foresee that happening.
I don't want to hear no trash talk about my Hogs.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, I wasn't trash talking about them because I'm quite fond of them right now.
Of course, Georgia won again. Played Samford, 33-0.
Yeah, that was an off day. I was letting the third teamers get in there and get practice.
The dude that's the head coach at Samford was the first guy to ever give Kirby Smart a coaching job.
Oh,
so he just called off the
– So like, he took it easy on his old boy. Okay.
Yeah. That was nice of Kirby.
It was.
He's a nice guy.
I'll tell you something else that looks good. Of course, you know, we're mainly talking about Arkansas and SEC teams. USC, I don't know if anybody thought they were going to be good
this
fast.
Have they played anybody yet, though?
Well, they played Stanford this past –
Yeah, Stanford. Who's that?
Stanford used to be pretty good.
Say that again? Used to be.
But, you know, it was 41-28.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that game other than just little bits and pieces of it. But it was never
I keep waiting for them to play a team, though. That's a, this is one of them teams, just like Ohio State. You wait for them to play somebody and see how they looked in, because usually Ohio State's doing better than they usually have, but they usually start season off, you know, struggling, and then they come back four quarter win and you get these scraped by wins. They should have been blowing people out of water.
Oh, and another top 25 loss. What about Washington State beating Wisconsin?
That was pretty shocking.
That was a surprise. I didn't get to watch any of that, but I did see that.
17-14. Wisconsin was ranked number 19. Of course, Washington State's unranked. I mean, you never
see. This is just prime example, Jay, of why college is so good. Surprise upsets like this. All these games were tight.
When did I ever say college wasn't any good?
Well, I mean, you like the pros better.
Well,
but I'm just saying, this is why I love a good underdog story, unless it's the Hogs, of course. Hey,
there's other ones, too.
Well, this damn transfer portal it's even in the playing field right
now. I'm loving it.
Because now you've got all these good players that can pretty much go wherever they want. I mean, just like USC hadn't been very good in the past few years. And what happens? You get Lincoln Riley, and then that quarterback transfers from Oklahoma, goes out there to play. And
Caleb,
now look Wins, at him.
Kids, he might be real deal. He's pretty good.
But, like I said, we got to wait to see if they play somebody. Actually, oh, there was another big – I tried to poke in there. Texas Tech beat Houston, who was ranked 22nd.
Houston was ranked?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know.
Houston's been good for some years.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Williams is the quarterback.
Pretty solid.
Anyway, by the way, just throw that in there.
What did I say?
No, I was talking about the guy that – I was talking about the quarterback transferred from Oklahoma.
That's what I said, Caleb Williams. I think he's real deal. He's pretty good.
I think they're saying him, and of course the Stroud from Ohio State are like your Heisman favorites.
Nobody giving Bryce Young a repeat chance?
I don't know, man. I got my doubts about Alabama this year, man. I think we're catching them at the right
about
time.
Do you have to talk about the team when you talk about a player for Heisman? I mean, I know that's a big thing. Now you got, you know, your quarterback, especially your team's not undefeated now. Or maybe one loss, you know, they almost don't even put you in the conversation anymore. But your numbers and how good a player you are doesn't always translate to wins and losses, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, a quarterback could throw for a million yards, but if you only win three ball games, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're not going to be in the discussion. You got to be a good player on a good team.
That's just like
– and usually a quarterback.
Let's take, for example, who's the quarterback for the Bills? His name's
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Where you were? At Wyoming? Is that where
Wyoming.
He came
Wyoming.
Now, what did they ever do?
Nothing.
But I can promise you he was putting up numbers left and right every year. That dude can play, and I love him. I might be a big Bills fan this year since I'm not dedicated
to
my
Saints. Bills are easy to root
for. My Saints did win, but.
Hey, they were down 17 in the fourth quarter and came back and won that game.
I'm proud of them, Saints. They did all right. That was a good
ball
game.
I was shocked. When I first saw the score, I mean, Atlanta was just beating the shit out of them. I thought, whoa, man, I didn't see this
guy. I really didn't think Jameis had it in him to be a comeback quarterback, but he brought them back. So, again, field goal kicker's playing the role, baby.
He's learning. He's been in the league a while now.
Yeah.
I guess he ain't stole no lobsters or shrimps yet.
You know, Alabama, they're glad they got a field goal kicker. That's how they won that game. You know, mm-hmm. And there were games in week one where guys missed field goals that could have won games.
That's true.
It was a lot of fun watching this past Saturday.
Little's supposed to be one of the best kickers. I mean, Arkansas isn't really known for field goal kickers, but he's been pretty good. Was he missed one this year already, though?
He missed one in that first game, I think. Well, he missed one Saturday, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Maybe it was that.
But it was like a 52-yarder, I think.
Yeah, no gimme.
It wasn't exactly a chip shot.
Yeah, it was a hell of a kick. He was just a little to the left. But he had enough leg on it, I think.
Yeah, he got a heck of a leg. I think we're going to be all right. We're going to pull it out. But there was still some good ball games this weekend. I always enjoy it.
Yep. We got a tough road to hoe coming up.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, what's the rest of it? I know we got Missouri State and then A&M. And then what's after that? When was BYU?
I think BYU was after A&M.
Did we get a break in between? No, straight from A&M to BYU?
No, it goes A&M, Alabama.
A&M, Alabama. And then we play somebody, and then we get a bye week, I think, right after BYU.
So we play BYU and then the break.
I could be all wrong about that. I seen the schedule the other day, and I don't remember it.
Hang on. I had to go get my handy-dandy magnet.
I need one of them magnet schedules. All I had one from last year.
We got Missouri State next week. Then it's A&M, Alabama, then Mississippi State, then BYU.
Oh, that's way
Mississippi
off.
State. Yeah.
So that stretch right there, A&M, Bama, Mississippi State, BYU, and Auburn all in a row until we get November 5th is when we get Liberty, and then we turn around the next week and play LSU.
Now, Missouri and Mississippi State, they ain't done nothing yet so far. Missouri's the one, too, ain't
Missouri's probably going to be the worst team in the SEC.
We play them
this year.
The last game of the season, November 25th. It is at Missouri.
Yeah, I think they're pretty bad this year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're struggling.
Mississippi State.
Struggle.
That's in Starkville. You got to watch out for Mike Leach. I wouldn't be shocked.
The best interview ever is Mike Leach.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite. Outside of Sam Pittman, he's my favorite college coach.
He's, man, he's so, I don't know.
Obviously.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to win a national championship, but he's going to beat some teams that he shouldn't beat every now and then, and he's going to keep get you to a bowl game every year.
And they're going to score some points. He throws it all over the yard, man. I mean, he's always been that way.
Are you talking about Pittman or Leach? I think y'all are talking about two different coaches.
I'm talking about Leach.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're just outside of Pittman. Yeah. I mean, Mike Leach, I don't know. He's just so eccentric. He's a Bigfoot fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of pirates.
Yes, oh, pirates too.
Yeah.
He's got a cardboard cutout in his office. Of Bigfoot. Of Bigfoot.
Oh.
And he goes, tells the dude interviewing him, he goes, Bigfoot says, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
Words to live by. We all know how how smart Bigfoot is. You know, he's either talking to Mike Leach or he's selling beef jerky. I mean,
that's Sasquatch. That's two different people.
Word of advice: don't mess with him with his beef jerky because he will jack you up. We've seen him do it on countless commercials.
Is that Jack Lynx?
Okay.
Sasquatch.
Messing with Sasquatch, and you don't mess with Mike Leach.
True.
Did I talk about my Sasquatch? Yeah, I think he's got a full-size pirate in his office, too, that's all dressed up. And like it's got like a motion sensor on it. When you walk in front of it, it like says something or waves at you or tries to stab you with a sword or something. I don't know what it is.
How would you not like to just sit around and talk to a dude like that? He's a college football coach, but he does all this other shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Is there any other college football coaches
that
do that?
I mean, he's not going to be He's going to be a 500 coach every year, I think.
And don't forget, he gave one of the best post games when he was talking about our fat little girlfriends, and we're just interested in what our fat little girlfriends are doing, because our fat little girlfriends will tell us how good we are.
Yeah, and then he went off on something about Halloween candy. It was after the game. She says it was like right around Halloween, and he started naming off his favorite Halloween candies. I mean, the guy, he's just all over the map. I like him.
I do too,
but
always a good interview.
Anyway,
fantastic. They were good. They were good games, and I think there'll be more good games to come this weekend. So,
oh yes,
it can be enough. What time the Hawks play Saturday?
6:00.
Oh yeah, they're on prime time.
That's better.
Yeah,
actually, I can actually sleep in. There.
Actually, that game and A&M are both 6:00 kickoff, 6 p.m.
Very nice.
Going undefeated will be prime time against Alabama.
Oh man. Well, hopefully nobody beats them before we get them. Because then
promise you, Nick.
Mad as a horse.
Back in line for next week.
After that Texas game.
Well, they were talking about it. I didn't even get to watch much of the game, but they said they were their most penalized game ever.
Yes.
I don't remember how many yards and penalties were called, but it was like 15 penalties for some ungodly amount of yardage.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was thinking about this, and I wanted to remember this for this podcast, and then I completely forgot about it, but a team we are overlooking who is now ahead of Arkansas in the polls and you need to look out for is Kentucky. Kentucky is good.
Did they win again?
Yes, they did.
And Mark Stoops just passed Bear Bryant for the all-time wins at Kentucky.
That was a good game, too. I watched a little bit of it. I don't remember seeing the end of it, though.
Yeah.
Florida
beats Utah, number 7. Oh, we're back. They jump them all the way to 12. I think that's the most any team's ever jumped unranked to ranked.
26-16 was the final.
Florida and Kentucky?
Yeah, yeah, and we'll come back to Florida.
And Florida
and Kentucky
fans were so excited.
But, looked like Utah got back on track because they scored 73 points.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they beat poor Southern Utah. I mean, just beat them down.
But yes, Kentucky.
I've always liked Kentucky.
Not a basketball school anymore.
Yeah.
No. Mark Stoops has got the. And he, they've stuck with him, and he's been building something. And that's something that you'd have to do. It,
well, like, Stoops family, like, I think so. They've always been known for being good coaches. They're going to be winners, I think, wherever they go.
Well, Bob and Mike hadn't had a lot of success as a head coach. I think he's a hell of a coordinator.
No, but, and now Bob is an announcer.
Oh, yeah.
Bob.
Good job, Bob. Which network?
I think they do the Fox college pregame, I think. He's one of the, you know, they got all, you know, it's just like college game day. You know, you got four or five guys in a pair of tables. It's like him, it's Reggie Bush, it's Matt Leinart. I can't remember who the, you know, the main, the host is, but yeah, he's on that panel with them.
Oh, you remember last year, or maybe the last couple of years, on the SEC network, you know, that the SEC final, which I always like watching Dari Nokum and was it Chris Doring that was a wide receiver?
Yeah, well, now it's Takeo Spice.
That's what I was going to say.
Not bad.
It was Gene Chizik and, for a while.
It's Benjamin, yeah, it was Benjamin while. Moore or Benjamin Watson.
Benjamin Watson
from Georgia.
Tight end, yeah.
Yeah, I like that show.
Takeo's not bad.
Hey, he was giving Arkansas some
props. He was giving a lot of props to Arkansas.
I got
to
know why. I want somebody to do some research. What is the prejudice against Arkansas, especially ESPN?
I don't think it's ESPN. I think it's Kirk Herbstreit. And, yeah, I'm talking to you, Kirk.
You think it's just Kirk? He's spreading.
He's never picked Arkansas to win a game.
Did
in
he
his
pick
life.
Against us Saturday, too?
Yes, I think so.
I didn't
so.
Get to watch the game day, so I didn't hear it.
And I don't know if he did or not. I'm just saying that he did.
He probably did. I mean, he picked against Cincinnati.
Well, you know, they had Sam Pittman mic'd up on the field pregame, and they were talking to him back and forth. Did y'all see any of that?
I missed that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He was talking to players, and then he was talking to them, and he was like, you know, they're kind of out there stretching and doing stuff, and he's walking down. And he goes, "Hey, did any of y'all pick the Hogs? Who picked the Hogs?" Yeah.
Pick the Hogs?
I don't think anybody answered him. I think they all did. I'm pretty sure all of them picked the Hogs.
I think there were just two people that didn't pick. There were two. It was Kirk, and somebody else didn't pick us against Cincinnati. I can't remember who it was now, though.
Desmond Howard.
Desmond picked against us, too?
I think so.
We just can't get no love, though. That's it happens in basketball, too. We don't get – I don't know. There's some
for
kind
Arkansas,
of prejudice
we're going
us,
to have to win continuously and force them to respect us. I mean, we're just going to have to win a bunch of games for them to, consistently over years.
You
for
ain't
got to
like
respect
me,
us.
But you're going to respect me. Oh, snap. That's some Ric Flair for you right there.
Be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's right.
I also heard him say, it's not about being the man. It's about staying the man.
That might be a trick.
Which he was able to do.
And still is. He's still around today doing
the
stuff.
The Nature Boy. No, he had his last wrestling match. It wasn't
about a month ago
or so.
Somebody said he was doing a commercial on radio the other day for some kind of male enhancement pill.
That'll
like
be
a Viagra type thing. And basically they said the whole thing was like, yeah, you take his pill and woo! Woo!
Oh,
because I'm going to be with four or five women every night. I ain't changing my lifestyle. I remember that one time they asked him, they said, where do you come up with all this stuff for your stick, you know, your gimmick? Rick. He goes, because that's what I did last night.
That's real life,
I'm
baby.
Living what I'm telling you. And I'm having a hard time holding these gators down.
Woo!
Yeah, they said he really did live his gimmick. Like that was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it was a gimmick. I think that was the thing. It was just that was his life.
That's what he did.
Is, yeah. His gimmick was him.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
is a damn good gimmick.
Have you seen the 30 for 30 mm-hmm. called the Nature Boy on it? And Jim Ross tells that story when they're at somewhere in Kansas, and they're at a Holiday Inn bar, and there's like five people in the bar, and Ric Flair would even tell you, he said, it doesn't matter where we are or what we do, what we're doing. I'm going to find something to do. He said, I'm not sitting at home. I'm not sitting in my hotel room. And Jim Ross said that he went with him to this bar. And next thing you know, Ric Flair goes up and ordered 125 kamikaze shots and was dancing on the bar with like eight people in the bar. Jeez. How awesome would that be if you were in
you
that?
You'd have a good time no matter where you're at, I guess.
What'd you do last night? Hung out and did kamikaze shots with the Nature Boy?
You know, I heard Sean Waltman, X-Pac, talking shit about Ric Flair drinking them pussy-ass kamikazes is what he said.
Jesus Christ.
Said, if you going out and drunk with the clique, you would have to drink Jack Daniels, and you'd have to gargle it to get it down.
And who had a better career?
Oh, the Nature Boy.
Wow. X-Pac or Ric Flair? X-Pac. For one thing, your name is X-Pac. But, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Ric Flair, I mean, they said he could lay out all night and then show up the next day and do an Iron Man match and wrestle for an hour.
Yeah. He was insane. Well, he was in like two plane crashes. Broke his back in one of them.
He broke his back. That's how he lost. You know, he used to be a big guy. Yeah. And when he broke his back, he lost all that weight. And they said he was committed to working out and exercise. I mean, he would get up and do like 500 standing squats every day. Yeah. And I mean, he was, you know.
Hindu squats, which are like.
What are Hindu squats?
You have to rake your knuckles across, like when you go down, your knuckles hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, that's a whole. It's like a squat, but it's a little bit different motion, I guess you could say. Oh, Jay's watching the highlights from the Steelers and the Bengals game.
We'll get into the NFL in part two tonight, because we also have to review our picks and who picked right and who picked wrong and what the standings are and,
I picked the Cardinals.
And all that.
It's all right.
All that jazz.
I'm already behind.
Not really. Not behind everybody. Yeah, we're going to continue this with the NFL. Did y'all tell them bye? Danny, you always tell everybody bye.
All right, we'll bring them out. We'll see you next time here at the Temple. Stay true, Templars. And remember, stay classy.